An expert panel from the Australian Academy of Science has revealed that the deaths of millions of fish in the Lower Darling River system was caused by insufficient flows and excess water storage by irrigators further upstream. They also found serious deficiencies in governance and management, recommending urgent steps to be taken in the next 6 months to improve quality of water throughout the entire river system. Professor Craig Moritz from the National Australian University was the chair of the panel. He explained what findings were to the wise Jared McLaughlin.
There's good evidence from the published literature and our own analyses that low flows have declined quite strongly in the last decade or so, somewhat independent of rainfall. So we can't pin it on the drought itself, although that undoubtedly contributed. But it's also how the flows in the river are managed, which in turn points to upstream extraction. And basically, bottom line is there's not enough water available to the river to enable it to ride out drought conditions.
Everyone on the panel supported the objectives that were stipulated in the Water Act and with the Murray-Darling Basin Plan, but you were quite critical of the deficiencies in terms of the governance and the management of the river systems in regards to some of the agencies and also with the Murray-Darling Basin Authority. Could you be able to venture on that a little bit more?
I want to distinguish between the science part of the Murray-Darling Basin Authority, which we found to be quite strong and quite transparent. Basically, you know, they commission or do their own very good science and they acknowledge the limitations. It's how that translates to the management. So the authority, of course, is one of its primary roles is to oversee what the states are doing, because it's actually states that manage the water hands-on, and that's done through a variety of mechanisms, water savings plans and now water sharing plans, now water resource plans. And our conclusion was that the authority doesn't have enough teeth to really do the oversight that's necessary of the state plans. Now, this has become very clear with some changes to the New South Wales plan that actually slightly preceded the Murray-Darling Basin plan itself, but nonetheless has been operating during that time, which has very clearly resulted in some rotting of the system, excess extraction, particularly of low flows, that is strangling the river.
The panel made 8 recommendations in the ways of trying to improve the quality of the health of the Lower Darling River system as well within the Melindi Lakes catchment and within the weir and the pump station where a lot of the fish species, including the Murray cod, have been unfortunately decimated by a lot of life factors, including low inflow from the water due to excessive diversions from irrigators and also a huge amount of green and blue algae blooms that have infected that area. Do you think that the recommendations will go a long way in trying to improve things there?
So there are 2 things there that are immediately relevant to the Menindee Lakes area. One is we recommend that the managers and governments consider shifting the focus from water efficiency, which of course is important to get water down to Adelaide. I mean, everyone knows that. But to look at it more through a lens of ecological restoration while ensuring that the need for local communities are there. Our recommendation there is it's a system of 4 or 5 major lakes. The top 2 lakes are the ones that can help with the township and water quality for the immediate downstream irrigators primarily. The other key thing that came to us was listen to the community. We went out to this community, as did the other panel, and I think we're all very impressed by the common purpose and the knowledge that the locals had of the river, and that's spanning irrigators, pastoralists, fishermen, townspeople, indigenous title holders and others. It was really remarkable. So we need more engagement with the community to figure out how to solve the local problem.
Professor Craig Moritz from the National Australian University, ending that story by the wise Jared McLaughlin.